K-State Nation, Eddie Greer again for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports live. Football, men's women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, cross country, and so much more. Obviously, men's women's basketball coming later this fall. Men's and women's golf also in the fall schedule and so much more. Thank you again for stopping by on this Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. Oh, I just love getting called out. For no apparent, this is what I'm talking about. Well, I need to save it for the EG3 pod because this is what, yeah, I love it. Y'all just keep on talking. keep on doing what y'all doing, and I'll put as motivation, more bullets and more material, you know what I'm saying? So there's that. Oh man. You're gonna get called out for that one. But anyways, speaking of motivation, K-State women's volleyball, we're staying with them on this episode, right? They're getting ready for the preseason Thursday, and been looking at some little information thanks to my guy Ethan Fitzgerald. I don't know you very well, but I've been following you since earlier this year, providing us with content, well, with updates anyways, creating content on this particular podcast, because this is all things kids sports. We just don't talk about football and men's basketball. But there is football talk coming. We're going to get back into the traditional previews with the linebacking core at some point. Oh man, and you also gotta love people not being prepared. I'm over it. But anyways, speed of bullets and board material. This volleyball team, which has some talent, young talent, right? This is a turnover from last year's team that made it to the NCAA tournament. One upset. Who was it that we upset last year? I can't remember exactly, but we upset a team in a tournament, got to the second round. Now Jason Mansfield has a different team, different core of young players. Aston Massey just comes off the front of my mind, because that's one of the ladies that people are talking about. Obviously, nobody has seen this team play a game in action yet. That is coming very soon, but this team got picked preseason 11th in the, now I almost said soccer, but so women's soccer got picked preseason 14th, right? We talked about that on last week's episode. Go check that out, by the way. Everyday coverage, baby. Get sacked up, baby. So there's that. And now so your women's teams preseason rank outside the top 10. Now you're adding, now K-State 11th. Now I forgot where they finished back into the, I want to say front of this, if I can remember correctly, I don't know. That's gonna bother me now. I'll have to look back later tonight at some point. But yeah, K-State checks in at 11th right now, and yeah, a lot of young talent. And look, we're gonna still sit here and speculate. Until we get games, till we see this team play actual games. That is coming. I promise you, that is coming for sure. Obviously the preseason, but we won't see this team in action until later on in the end of the month, when this team opens up against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all this K-State sports, EG3, fired up. Thanks for the pill support, but tell you, folks. On this August, see, why you gotta do that? Why you get shut your mouth? And anyways, he's gonna get caught off for that one. But anyways, yeah, stay tuned. Little appetizer for the E2D pod coming up, which yours truly, did more stunning work in the backyard ultra. And another top five. That's actually, sorry, I'm crisscrossing the episodes. Sorry. I came on this spot. I was like, all right, and then I got called out. Okay. What now? What did Eddie didn't do now? Eddie must up here, Maisel. I talked about this a little bit. Like, Asia's up here, mind his own business, and y'all want to stir up trouble. All right. You just keep chit-chatting. I'm just going to sit here, and so it's going to come back to me, and then, yeah, I'm going to make all y'all pay for it. That's what it is here. Oh, man, Eddie's fired up. Eddie is shacked up now. If I was exhausted after work now, a few moments ago, I'm sure jacked up right now. Anyways, yes. Eddie, let's focus for a few moments here. K-State volleyball, I'm pumped up for them. I am hoping to get out there for... Here's what I'm going to attempt to do. I promise y'all. Y'all will go to see this team in action. That's one thing I can guarantee. The other thing I can guarantee is me going back out there. Well, I will be out there at various points in the fall, where I get to see a game. I know I want to see them up here in KC. I failed to do that. I will be straight up honest with you on that. So I made it a somewhat of a task to win the K-State is up here. I know that for basketball, they're going to be up here later on. And I know women's basketball is going to be up here as well. I would like to at least for once, whether that's soccer, I'm going to try to make this come alive, right? Volleyball, I have not actually been in for all times I've been in Manhattan. I have never been inside Morgan Family Arena. So I'm going to have to look at schedule. I'm going to have to plan ahead because obviously EG3 is going to be in race season. We're going to have college football coming up. K-State. Oh, by the way, K-State looking to rip critics of their own. Put bullets and board material in their own. Answer critics of their own as they get ready to take on Nichols to officially open up the Colin Klein era at Kansas State. At least on the head coaching side of things. September 5th. That's in a couple weeks, folks. As well, if you've not got your tickets there, you might want to do that there as well. We cannot wait to see Colin Klein back in the purple and white at Manhattan, Kansas, baby. So there's that. Now I lost train of thought. What's I'm gonna finish up saying? Yeah, volleyball. Yeah. So I've not been in that arena yet, and possibly I am trying to coordinate matchup. Things from here and there, so I'm able to get out there and watch women's soccer at least one home game this fall. Soccer, volleyball, more importantly for them, and maybe potentially, this might be with people not doing their job. Yeah, I'm gonna call people out now. It's my turn. Not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Not hiring up people, not drivers at work. So now it's like, all right, now it's time to put my foot down. All right, I've done my well share of things work now. Y'all gotta go out there, and this has become a ranting podcast because I am fired up. But you guys should be too, K-State Nation. Not for my adventures, but for the K-State. You can laugh at me too. That's totally fine because I'm used to it by now because for whatever reason, people just want to rant off my name and say what they want to say. But, hey, you know what? Hey, works in the proof in the pudding. I did what I was supposed to do. There's that and then some. So take it for what it is there. But K-State Volleyball looking to do work on themselves. They're led by a very talented young core. We went on the roster at some point in the last week and a half or so there as well. I am really jacked up as this was now there. But okay, so let's calm it down a little bit for a few moments here on the show. K-State Women's Volleyball. I was gonna come and just talk about them, and then I get notifications that, you know, somebody, per usual, wants to run their mouth. Okay, all right. But anyways, Arizona State is the preseason number one, by the way, in the Big 12 this year. Arizona State, TC, Arizona State looking at here, 12 first place votes by, and has clear cut from the rest of the conference. TCU is the other that only got the other first place votes with 3. KU 3rd, Baylor 4th, Colorado 5th, Iowa State 6th, BYU 7th, Utah 8th, UCF 9th, Arizona 10th, K-State, your volleyball team sitting there, checks in at 11th, Cincinnati 12th, West Virginia 13th, Houston 14th, and Texas Tech. Ha ha. Ah, yeah, baby. Texas Tech, you're dead last in 15th. Flip the cycle, baby, because Texas Tech, you're preseason. I'm pretty sure they'll be preseason number one in football. When that comes out, that's going to come out very shortly. And then, so, hey, volleyball. Ah, y'all 15th. But anyways, yeah. But let me pull up this roster back here for a minute while I got y'all on here. I know I've been crisscrossing. This is another, I'm going to say this is another crossover because, yeah, getting, look, I appreciate that, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Some people just need to just learn how to shut up. You know what I'm saying? But I digress. So there's that. The K-State volleyball roster. Look, you got a couple, and yeah, we're gonna have to. I did a clear episode solely on the K-State soccer roster for this year. Y'all go back and check that out. And it looks like we're gonna have to come back to some more, a little bit. But yeah, Reagan Fox is one of the players that is coming back. Obviously there. You have her there. Okay, so Chandler Carter, one of those young talents. Let me see. Addison Massey, as I said, for the 100th time on the show. Her name's been floated out there this summer. I may just watch her play. Reese Resmer, part of that young freshman core coming into K-State this year. Elijah Derrier. Let me see here. Who else is a freshman? Skylar Brady on here, and another returnee, Emerson Van Lanen. I talked about her a little bit in that prior episode over there. So yeah, man, and this is actually going to help. This is actually y'all helping me ingrain these names. We gotta get used to these names because this is a total flip from last year. The Big Three, Anaya Clinton. Oh my goodness, here we go. Anaya Clinton, Shaylee Myers, and Ava LeGrand. Oh baby, I remember that. So there's that. The Big Three, baby, leading us to the NCAA victory last year. Now who's? I'm not gonna call it the Big Three yet. Obviously on this team, because this team's got to prove themselves a little bit. So there's that. But I'm excited, and I need to delete all these damn voicemails because that is getting my nerves. So I need to go in there and delete every last voicemails, and those are spam calls I'm talking about. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. So K-State, so our women's sports, at least, and probably for K-State, and I'm going to go ahead and say this for K-State women's basketball too, they might be outside the top 10 too. I'm not throwing no shade. I'm just saying, even though we got players back, so yeah, there's a trend going here, at least for us on the ladies' side of things. Men's basketball, we'd definitely be outside the top 10. So that is for damn sure. Because we don't know how these ingredients are going to shake out, are going to mix together. And I've said this too much on this summer, and now we're close to again talking about games. It's nice to talk games again on the show. So you want to be a part of this action again? Make sure K-State Nation, if you have not already subscribed to this podcast, what are you doing? Please make sure you are subscribed to this podcast, your daily coverage. Okay, and yes, I'll do my best I can. I know here once in a while I get off my game or I have a tent to life, which I'm going to, because one thing, I know, it's not the call out. I can take it, and that's something different, but one thing that's not adding up, I'm gonna have to deal with that this fall and take care of business, because that ain't sitting well with me. It's just not. But anyways, oh man, y'all gonna be laughing at me on this podcast. But again, K-State volleyball, I don't know, outside of the KG3 confines, I don't know what's going on here with this truck outside as we talk and do some people watching out at the same time. But anyways, iTunes, Spotify, the Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all of the K Sports, get it wherever you get your podcast, baby. I try to bring the energy to y'all. I know we talk about Volvo the last couple of days. That's been what's up. Kate, and by the way, football, fall camp, as I've been talking to you guys, been going on. I haven't heard anything major yet. It was just good. At least it, knock on wood, I haven't heard anything, but I will be getting back into, and we need to get, I need to get back into all the previewing, the positional players. We will pick that back up by the end of the week. I know football Friday, probably more than likely. So I know because work's been calling. Also, so because, again, people ahead of me in charge don't know how to hire more people. So, yeah, while people calling out people, I'm going to do my calling out people on that. So, yeah, so there's that. So, yeah, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to stick my neck out and save people from their jobs. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of doing it. I'm do what I can. I'm gonna do me. EG3 is gonna do EG3 things, but I'm not gonna keep saving people's asses for not doing what it's supposed to do. And so not gonna do it for the level of what it is, for the level of you know what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure a lot of people get what I'm saying right now. It just that's what it is. Hey, it's just like a team, right? I mean, depending on where you are, it just, sometimes you have to stand on business, and we'll see what happens. Volleyball's looking to stand on business here, looking to, prove some people wrong here, and I'm excited to see this young team play, this, here, really, now, I don't know if this televised game or not, given that it's just preseason game with Missouri State on Thursday. But yeah, so I know, again, Case Nation, I apologize, but hey, y'all bring the energy, baby, and I am now energized there as well. So if I was not already energized there enough, I'm not going to keep sticking my neck out. And it's got to come with a sentence at this point, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to do 50-50, but on the other side, you know what I mean? You know, I don't know. Maybe it's gonna have to be another EG3 rant on an EG3 podcast again, because you know EG3 goes on these legendary rants. Oh boy, yeah. Don't get me started. Y'all already got me started. So don't do it. Don't do it. But anyways, oh man. So volleyball getting ready. Soccer second preseason game also on Thursday. I don't know why this is late. 9:30 it says on the K-State calendar when it's a home game. I don't understand that. I don't know why it's so damn late. It's not in Seattle, so I don't get that. I don't get that part at all. But whatever. But anyways, soccer wrapping their preseason up on Thursday after not scoring. Not that it matters. but that was the big issue last year there. You have elite defense, and I'm going to keep repeating myself until, you know, there is an improvement on the offensive side for women's soccer as well. You lost a big piece. There's no Hannah Palmer on that roster. So I don't know what happened there. I don't know what happened there, but man, this has turned into an awesome live edition of this podcast. So there's that, but I better put a pin on this discussion, because I can go on and on, especially about calling out other folk on K-State podcast. But anyways, but the big story here, I believe this came out earlier today or yesterday, but we're bringing it to you now. If you've been out of the loop for volleyball, K-State women's volleyball picked 11th, just outside the top 10. So that's in the right direction, but you're coming off of a season where you had vets, and one of those seasons where you blew expectations out of the water and now you have a completely different team. I'm ready to see this team get the work, and we're going to get to know, continue to know these names here, and we'll see who rises up and comes the stars of this team, of this year's version of the 2026 K-State Women's Volleyball Team. After all that, the Pro Budget Podcast, all things K-State sports, once again, get it! We're a podcast about free mobile data, which is court. Case. Content, iTunes, Spotify. You know what it is. The Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Please. I need to keep saying this every day because it's not getting accomplished, but I'm going to get it done right now. Hey, make sure, I know you have like 5 seconds. Please leave us a rating on this podcast. 5 stars. We lovely. Awesome. That'll be awesome. But anyways, more stars would be great. Not just for us, not just for me, not just for Alex, but for other K-State fans to find more K-State content like the Purple Project Podcast, a daily K-State podcast. Make sure to tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex sitting out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Appreciate y'all for bearing with me on another rant that doesn't have nothing to do with K-State, but it has something to do with your host. And we're gonna getting all that on the EG3 pod. I promise you on that one. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All this K-State sports, go Cats. And again, if you're curious, 3Y Podcast with EG3. I will be recording that postcast coming up. The much anticipated listen. That we recorded tomorrow. I am strictly recording that tomorrow. And then I might end up recording that call out another day. But anyways, this is the K-State Podcast. Let's wrap this up, baby. This has been another edition of this Wildcat Podcast, baby. We're excited for more coverage of your K-State Wildcats. We out. Go Cats.